This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. Miami-Dade County has adopted a controversial program to deal with feral cats roaming the streets. It's called Trap, Neuter, Release. Joining us to explain is Alex Munoz, director of Miami-Dade Animal Services. And Alex, this is not a new problem.
Yeah, for years, the shelter and many shelters, cats have been brought in, very hard to adopt. We're talking here about free-roaming cats. They have other names such as feral cats or community cats. And the issue is that type of animal is not a candidate for adoption. It's not an animal that you can take into your home. It's free-roaming. So in the past, they weren't getting an opportunity for a chance to live. What's changed is the implementation of a policy that we call trap, neuter, and return. That means citizens, residents are bringing in these cats to us, and we're providing with the option of providing a surgery, a rabies shot, and returning them to those citizens. It's a voluntary program.
And it sounds like something that people could get behind, that this may be better for the cats, although there are questions about that, because cats being out in the wild like that can come in contact with disease, they can break bones, they can be harmed by other animals, or they could themselves go out there and kill birds, for example.
Yes, there's always going to be people that aren't fans of it, and you know, the focus might be on them. Quite honestly, by our participation numbers, we see something else. We see overwhelming support for it. One message that I think is very important to send is the cats are there today. Right now, as we speak, they're there. The shelter's not making it the problem worse. As a matter of fact, we're making it better, providing a surgery that's free of charge to the person bringing it in, and administering a rabies shot to the cat, observing it for anything else that might be wrong. If there's a sick or unhealthy animal, it's not a candidate for the program.
If the goal of the shelter is to become no kill, how close are you getting?
Well, we've seen a great improvement. I've been there for about 2 years and a couple of months, and in that time, we've reduced our euthanasia, which is obviously a goal that everybody, a target that everybody looks at, by more than two-thirds. We went from 2 years ago saving just 60% of our dogs to almost 80% of dogs right now are being saved. The no-kill goal is 90% because realistically animals will always come in injured and sick and may not be treatable or savable. And then on the cat side, we've reduced the number drastically from a very low 20% cats being saved 3 years ago to somewhere in the 60% range. And the last few months have seen a great success rate in as high as 80% for both cats and dogs.
You know, this does bring up a much larger issue, which is the amount of animals that are out there without a home. We see that in Miami-Dade. Last year, you guys took in 27,000 animals.
Yes. We get about the same number of dogs and cats. Most of the dogs come in as strays. About 25% of the dogs that come in are brought in by their owners, being surrendered for all types of different reasons. We've seen the number drop. Some of it was tied to the economy, probably seeing a high of 37,000 when the economy was kind of at its peak in terms of not having a good economy. And now we have seen an improvement. We think our spay and neuter numbers are helping because we've finally seen a reduction of even intake of kittens, which is a good sign. So we think that the sterilization efforts are working. So yeah, it's definitely a problem in this community, as well as many large communities throughout the United States, where there's just a lot of animals that are abandoned and let go by their owners and not retrieved.
Alex Munoz, director of Miami-Dade Animal Services.